Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has enacted two laws aimed at fortifying the state's status as a safe haven for abortion care. Midwives and drug wholesalers are now protected from out-of-state prosecution for helping people access abortions in Illinois. And all public universities must offer students access to contraception and abortion-inducing medication on campus starting this fall. Pritzker says, ever since the U.S. Supreme Court did away with Roe v. Wade, he and Democrats in Springfield have been hard at work.
Because the extremists in Washington, D.C., and in Florida, and in Idaho, and in Texas, and elsewhere all across the country are escalating their attacks on women.
Another piece of legislation signed Friday secures access to previously approved abortion medications in Illinois, even if the Trump administration revokes it. For decades, Illinois has been in crisis mode trying to fund the state's pension systems, but a new report shows the state is slowly making progress. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has details.
While the numbers aren't improving, they seem to be stabilizing. The legislature's nonpartisan research unit looked at the state's five retirement systems, covering government workers, judges, and public school teachers outside of Chicago. In 2024, taxpayers were on the hook for $144 billion for those pension systems, up from the previous year, but not the highest it's ever been. The group also looked at how close those pension systems were to being fully funded. The systems were 46% funded, the second best fiscal position in the past 15 years. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Iowa Republican Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says that she'll fight alongside President Trump to deport people without legal status, and she favors ending birthright citizenship for children of parents who are in the country illegally. Hinson is co-sponsoring a bill that would double prison sentences for anyone convicted of attacking Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents.
We want to make sure that they are put away for a very, very long time. So I didn't run for office to roll over. I think you know that about me right now. I'm not afraid to pick a fight. I might do it with a smile, but if anybody thinks I'm too nice to do this job, they don't know me well enough. That's what I would say. I have fought to secure the border and deport these violent criminals who never should have been here in the first place.
Hinson was speaking at her fifth annual Barbecue Bash fundraiser over the weekend in Cedar Rapids. She was reelected to a third term representing Iowa's 2nd Congressional District, which roughly covers the northeastern quadrant of the state, including Dubuque and Waterloo. So far, four Democrats have announced plans to run for her seat next year. Cities across Iowa took part in a class action lawsuit against chemical makers for drinking water contamination from PFAS, or forever chemicals. As Iowa Public Radio's Sheila Brummer reports, settlements are starting to come in, but environmental officials say the problem will likely continue.
3M, DuPont, and other companies are settling claims by public water supplies in Iowa and throughout the country. Des Moines Water Works will get $10 million. West Des Moines, Dubuque, more than $3 million, and Sioux City, more than $500,000. And more are still waiting. Corey McCoyd with the Iowa DNR says they started statewide sampling for PFAS in 2020. About a dozen locations currently have levels above federal guidelines. PFAS from firefighter foam is one of the sources.
What we've seen a lot of so far across the state is people taking wells offline and then utilizing other wells or putting new wells in.
McCoyd says smaller communities might not have the resources to participate in the class action lawsuit. Exposure to PFAS can cause many health complications, including a higher risk for certain kinds of cancer. I'm Sheila Brummer, IPR News.
Rock Island has issued a boil order this morning for residents for an area between 24th Street and the Moline City Line and 31st Avenue to the Rock River. City officials say affected residents may experience little to no water pressure. Utility crews are working to locate the source of a leak that's disrupting the water system. And thousands of area students head back to class this morning for the 2025-26 school year. That includes school districts in Davenport, Bettendorf, Clinton, DeWitt, Muscatine, and West Liberty. The fall semester begins today for Western Illinois University as well. This is WVIK News.